Hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door if you're curious or have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey. We are here creating a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you information on interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus Let's Focus episode.
Hello, everybody.
Happy fall, y'all.
Happy fall.
Happy October.
Yes. Happy pumpkin spice and everything nice.
Everything sometimes is not all nice. It's all pumpkin spice. It's all pumpkin spice. Okay. It's stressed, but blessed and pumpkin spice obsessed.
You love that.
I love that quote so much. I want that on a t-shirt. I want that on a mug. I want that everywhere.
I will create that for you.
But you know what? Because it is true. It's not sugar and spice and everything nice. It is a bunch of stress.
It is. I mean, that's just life.
Life, COVID, pandemic. You know, we're just having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to not work from home. To all my listeners out there, ooh, me and Susan, we are asking for recommendations for remote work. Please feel free to tell your employers who are doing this that we are interested in remote work.
Yep. 100 billion percent, please.
So any recruiters out there, just let you know, very hardworking Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very hardworking. We're very talented and creative.
Please, please send those. Request us on LinkedIn.
Remote. I welcome it.
Remote work only.
Mm-hmm. But speaking on positive note, so just so our listeners know, we are recording this just a tad early as this is falling. It's going to be released on my wedding date.
Yes.
Yay! Which is October 11th. So we're just pre-recording as we will obviously be busy.
We can manage to squeeze in possibly one thought that day, but
yeah,
it's Susan's big day. So that's why we're recording it. It's the gift from Hocus Pocus to Susan, to our blushing bride-to-be and all things Mary and Cherry, because that's the only thing I can could rhyme. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was super blushing this past weekend at my bachelorette party.
Which, speaking of which, guys.
That yes. was so much fun. I cannot post those pictures, so
use your imagination. No, I do not post those pictures.
Everybody.
But
I mean, me and you took a very tasteful selfie, so I'll post that one up.
Yes, please post that one. Please post that one. I did see some ones that were tagged, and I'm like, Susan, take that off. Do not look nice, whoever took that picture.
I didn't post any bad ones at all. No, I know better.
I'm just saying.
Are going to be near and dear to my heart.
But we had a very fun time, guys. So we're in her last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I always tell her she's not in her last hurrah, if she wants to do things, I will always encourage her.
Always.
As a friend. But anyways, I do hope the very best. And I would love all of you guys to, you know, if you are listening to this on the day that it drops, please go ahead, go on over to our Instagram, send her a shout out, as we will be doing wedding stuff that day. And she will be tying the knot with her love of her life.
I will.
So without further ado, let us present to you the gift from HPLF to Susan. As your master of ceremonies.
I'm excited. I get to sit back and just listen to this amazing goodness.
Yes, you kind of get to do that too.
And I do,
spice it in, yeah. So as you all know, and Susan and I were having this conversation before we started recording. Tell me your friend is a witch without telling me your friend is a witch, okay? So Susan is very arts and crafty. She takes that on for both of us on that aspect. When your best friend tells you, you know what, she's putting crystals on her on her heels, but to be quite specific, on her what do you call it? Mod Podge?
Mod Podge. So I got regular heels, just for everyone. And if you don't know, our wedding is a comic theme, so superhero, supervillain. So it's not going to be like in your face, like we're dressing up. It's very subtle, but I did want to create my own shoes because I had seen them on Etsy, but they're hundreds of dollars, as they should be, because I did this process and it is a practice. Yeah. Yes. So I Mod Podged some comics on my heels and I added some glitter on the inside. And yesterday I was telling Dee that when I was staring at them, and I was thinking about preserving my energy that day and how I can incorporate crystals, I was like, I should literally glue black obsidian crystal chips and on my heels. And I did.
She did.
I'm probably going to, on the insteps and on the out, and I told DM, I want to probably add some mukite chips and some quesiera. So that is my... my witchy heels, and probably no one would be the wiser, so they look cool.
So for all our future brides out there, you know, in the crowds in the future, whenever you guys are getting a chance to listen to this episode, go ahead, put some obsidian chips on your heels, especially on your wedding day. Honestly, I really do agree with you on the wedding day, because you know what it is, y'all, like, weddings are great, everything it is, but it does, especially if somebody does not have has not worked on their shadow self or aren't aware of, I guess, their intentions or stuff that come up to flourish. Weddings can be a big trigger. So future brides out there, brides to be, it's the same shit, you know. It's the same shit. It's the same fucking shit. It's like, this is how you know you're... Tell me you're in marketing now. Tell me you're in marketing. We're going to have like three different sayings for that. Option number one, option number two. But no.
Yeah. I mean, I was already trying to incorporate it maybe in my dress or F it. I mean, I already stick crystals and things in my bra. Might as well if I had no other place. But the heels was just like, you know what? That is going to be perfect. So that's what I'm doing. Or I mean, necklaces for anybody out there, or maybe even add like a clear quartz or something to, you know, maybe a hair thing that you're putting in. So,
or a sigil, y'all.
Make a magic. Yeah. Glamour magic, I mean. Yeah.
Make a sigil, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it is really important. I'm glad that you did bring that up, just because weddings, anything to leading up to that process, there is a lot of mixed emotions that, you know, you may or may not intentionally be aware that your guest may be experiencing. And stay tuned for another episode, because we will be discussing all things energy vampire. So shall be one of the upcoming episodes after this to discuss that.
I think it's before this.
It's before this. Sorry, yeah. This is what happens when you're trying to coordinate. So yeah, we do talk about that already. So we did talk about that early in last week's episodes, y'all.
There you go.
Be sure to do
it. We forget that. Oh, shit, it's early.
Yeah.
We're good. We're okay.
So go sure to make... take a listen to that one. If you guys are just hopping around and it's in the future, go ahead and check out our energy vampire episode. We will talk about all things energy vampire in the spirit of spooky season. But weddings do bring out the mixed emotions, energy, people who just have sucked that energy, negativity. You and I were just talking about that too. But it's just very important, especially, and I want to say this, if you guys are finding yourselves triggered by any shape, way, or form, it's okay. Congratulations to you for being self-aware. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it's time for that I wish I had like a button, like those game show hosts. It's like, you know what it's time for. Bing, ding, 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 ding. Shadow work.
Yep, I like that.
I wish I had that. I wish I had that so much.
Burr, 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 burr.
I know. Yeah, exactly, like that. Exactly. That's what I want.
It works. It's still
the lightning rounds.
Exactly.
But without further ado, let's get into this. Because honestly, guys, this is going to be a really quick. Out of all our episodes, it is dropping on a Monday, on a very special day, and it's also we're hoping to keep it short, sweet, and concise.
Yes,
because all our long episodes, you know, they go for hours and hours.
Yeah.
Okay, but without further ado, guys. We are going to be talking all about hand fasting. So I wish I could feel like a teacher. It's like, what is hand fasting? So hand fasting is the binding of hands to create a sacred bond. These cords are usually traditionally colored according to the couple's choice. So yours, Susan, since you're doing like purple, copper, what was the other one that you're doing?
Teal. Yes.
Teal?
Well, I want to say yes, but our primary colors are just plum and like a copper, like a burnt orange.
So very Halloweenish, but a very tasteful Halloween.
Very fall, yes.
So for instance, each color would signify something different. So this is just an example because the list can go on and on and on. For instance, red is for will, strength, courage, and fertility.
Ooh.
Orange, which is your color, is for encouragement, attraction, kindness. Blue is for patience, understanding, health, and loyalty. And then the list goes on and on. The second notable event with hand fasting is it's actually a pagan wedding ceremony. So this is actually very interesting. So back in the old times, right? Priest, the clergymen of the church would make their way into town every so often. It was not like, you know what, you drive down to the street, you book your appointment down at City Hall, you guys get married, the whole shebang. That didn't happen. So what would happen instead of waiting for long periods of time between, so let's say that you decided you wanted to get married on Thursday, but that man just came in last month and it takes him an entire 4 months to come back. People wanted to go get married, wanted to do this just so that they can either close on a property, close on a deal, close on anything, or just to be, to show that they're married in that same sense. So hand fasting kind of was like, you know, people wanted to get married. It's a very common thing. You do the thing, and it was kind of like common law without at that time.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so it was more of a temporary marriage. And hand fasting is actually a Celtic tradition that was most considered like probationary. Again, a period of marriage as a temporary marriage through and by the Scottish law, provided that the declaration of the couple's love to each other was in the presence of two other adults witnessed. It was legally binding as well. However, many still chose religious ceremonies to confirm their marriage. And in the Scottish, hand fasting would last for 1 year before marriage to ensure that the maid pleased him in all the way, like pleased him all the way. So it's like, I kind of still have my receipt.
I see. Okay.
So that was the very sad aspect of this. So during this time, it's like, you know what, to please him all the while, in which case he would marry her afterwards. So you guys were kind of going through a trial run. That's how it was back in the Celtic. So of course, this raised many eyebrows and led to some abuse using the custom, causing some discourse between neighboring clans and families. So again, I would be pissed off too. I'm going to have like this promised wedding, get it tested. If I don't like it, I'm going to dip out. If you see it now in this sense, it's like, well, it's good. Avoid legal fees, avoid anything. That's how I see it. But back then it's like, okay, you guys have premarital sex. you knock her up, you do everything, and then you're like, yeah, I don't like her. I'm going to return her. That's not how it works.
I do not like that.
I don't like that, you know, either. But so that is what it was referred to as, a trial marriage back during that time. But so the term hag fasting is a historical term for wedding or betrothal. I can't even mm-hmm. say that. In Great Britain and in Ireland, for the words for the weddings in neo-paganism or for pagans. Throughout the Middle Ages, from 12th to the 17th century, hand fasting was commonly the term used in England to simply mean engaged to be married, and was a ceremony that was held generally around a month before the official church wedding. So for you, it would have been on your day of your bridal shower.
Okay.
If you had been there.
Okay.
And this was the declaration of their intentions to marriage. It was, however, still legally binding. It was a still legally binding marriage and considered valid. Though many couples and families still did not consider this the case until the official church ceremony. But as with any church wedding, hand fasting can only be distinguished by death.
Wow.
So, till death do you part, y'all.
Not in my instance. You know what I told Daniel?
What?
Like, death is only the beginning, babe.
I guess we're going to be in the afterlife. You're chingamole. Chingamole la vida.
I was like, this is not till death do us part. You are bound to me for all eternity. So. Because he told me a joke and he thought it was, and it was funny. And I'll probably butcher it, so babe, if you're listening, I apologize. But he was like, oh, I heard this joke, it's so funny. So he's telling me, and it's like this man ends up passing away, and then he goes to heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was, you know, on earth still, and when she finally passes, she goes to heaven and she searches heaven for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she finally finds him. She's like, oh my gosh, here I am, and I found you, and I missed you, da da da. And he's like, whoa, till death do us part, woman, or something like that. And he's laughing, and then I chuckle. I was like, huh. And he's just like, what? And I was like, this ain't no death to you part till we part kind of relationship, babe. You will be attached to me in the afterlife. And if we reincarnate, we will find each other again. It's going to my wedding vows.
that's going in your wedding vows. Okay. So in the cases of Susan, Danny, if you're out there, sorry, bro.
Why are you sorry? It's the best thing for him.
We'll no, I know.
Forever and ever. Forever. Sandlot. If y'all don't know it, go watch that movie.
I'm saying it this way, but it's hilarious.
And I was like, you're always teaching me something, babe.
What's funny about that is that, honestly, oh my God, where did I see that? Okay, so like, if anybody were to like, okay, so let's say like you're in a relationship, and you know how they say it's like, I want my partner to find love even if something happens to you, if you die.
Right.
And there's a woman getting out of the casket. It's like, the fuck, I did it. The fuck, I did tell him. It's like, I know so-and-so would want me to move on in my life and find love. I'm like, bitch, no.
Yeah, I said that too. No. I was like, no, babe, there's no me being the bigger person. You can go find love somewhere else. I just want you to be happy. No, I'm going to be back. I'm going to haunt you. You'll be seeing me around. Don't you worry. You better light that candle. I'll be throwing all kinds of signs your way. Shit.
It's like, sometimes I feel like she's near me and you're literally right next to her in between the veil.
What's that movie? Is it Girlfriend's Past or something like that?
Yeah, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
There you go.
He like sees all the stuff. No. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, out of anything, there's a TikTok, and I don't know if you've seen it. It cracks me the fuck up when I first listened to it. It's like, all right, y'all, reasons number 3 why I'm mad at my boyfriend. I was stalking his Instagram and noticed that he had pictures of him and his girlfriend from third grade. I find that so disrespectful. He's clearly in love with her and he's just stringing me along.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm going to show it to you because it's hilarious.
You need to. Yeah.
I had that exact same fucking conversation with Carlos the other night. And we were talking about how I don't like a specific person that it's in his law field.
Uh-huh.
I do like her. I just, at the moment when I was with him, I did not like her just because
I
did not like her. But I just always thought I was just very like, that's like, okay. But he didn't like her or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, just your head goes in places where they shouldn't. So we were mm-hmm. discussing that one night. And he said that he's like, oh yeah, because I'm clearly in love with her. And I literally got pissed off at him and felt like that. So when I found that whole like reasons number three, why I'm mad at my boyfriend.
Y'all ever have dreams that your boyfriend or significant other is doing something they shouldn't be doing? You wake up all pissed off.
No, I really have.
I have too. I wake up and I'm like, babe. He went to the mall without me, and the sales clerk was like flirting with you, and I had to like get on the sub. It was weird shit. He's probably like, "Damn, you're still talking about that." It's crazy.
But you know what? It feels for real. It does. It does so much. I remember. Oh God, it was a long time ago, and I remember very clearly that. I was like, why did you go with this girl? And at that time, her name is Erica. And I know an Erica back from where I used to work. And I was like, why? If she's ever listening out there, I really do, really do love her. But at the moment, I was like, why would you do that? And then only to find out a couple of months later that was his ex-girlfriend's name. Oh, girl. You should have seen me. I was more pissed. So have you ever had a dream where you're pissed and then you have information later on in life that makes you just extra pissed at dream number one?
Well, yeah.
Girl, I'm telling you, downloads. My downloads don't make fucking sense until like when you put away that puzzle piece and you're like, fuck it. I don't know. And then you're like, oh, let me duck you that other piece. But yeah.
That is so crazy.
So... with that being said, let's go back to the origins of handfasting.
Before
we all get and guys, we wanted to keep this a short episode, y'all. So needless to say, we're all gonna be like, and this.
Mm-hmm.
See, I honestly hope, like, if anything ever happens to me and I'm in my relationship, I do not want to cross onto the Overveil, I wouldn't want to haunt Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm pretty sure, like, unhinged, like, not being tied to a meat suit. I'd be a fucking poltergeist. I really would. Imagine, like, my whole full-blown jealousy, like I'm not a human. What the fuck do I have to live? What do I gotta lose? Yeah. What do I got to lose? So I would be a poltergeist. So I hope I never have the ability to cross over to that realm because I would be unhinged.
That's funny, dude. That's so funny.
I don't want to learn that because I would completely trash it. And I do hope that in the future, if that ever does happen, they do make a Netflix series about that because I would be pretty cool.
That would be kind of cool.
But I hope I don't have that ability because...
You'd go ape shit with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really would. Imagine, like, I'm tamed. And you know me, Susan. I'm not one to be like, yeah, I'm kind of like very this. I'm not a jealous girlfriend in this life.
Mm-hmm. This life.
In this body at this current moment. But as a celestial being...
You never know.
As an energetic being, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Because honestly, at that point, I ain't got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
I would be, that's my little TED talk.
Thank you for coming to my TikTok.
Yeah. Your girlfriend is crazy. I really would. There's no running. No. I mean, in your case, right? Mine still can run away. But.
Not really. We'll find him. I'm just kidding.
I know. Right? It's all like, I'm just
kidding. Rituals. Anyway, go on. What else were you saying about hand fasting?
Spell jar? eternal love. So that's what I was saying. So back in the hand fasting ceremony, it was very, very, very popular. There we go. So it was up until 1560 in Scotland, where marriages became a civil matter rather than a church sacrament. After that time, marriages were divided into regular and irregular marriage. A regular marriage took place when bands were read, followed by a clergyman performing the duties of the ceremony. An irregular marriage could take place in one of three ways: a public declaration by the couple that they were husband and wife. It's like, hear ye, I am husband and wife, like that. Followed by the consummate. I am such a freaking five-year-old, because consummation just, I'm still not mature for to saying that word, guys. So they would have sex to like solidify the relationship. So
exactly. That's why you got to do it on your wedding night. Although yeah, damn tired that you don't, but.
Y'all make time for it. Y'all make time for it.
So babe, you better buckle up.
Because, yeah. But honestly, the word consummation, I just can't. I can't with that word. So they would just.
You're so funny.
Bang it out.
I like that. Babe, we got to bang it out.
That's it. That's all you got to do. It's not solidified until it's that day. Everything else before it was just practice. So.
Exactly.
But, fuck. Sometimes I just listen to myself speak from an outside person and I'm like, oh shit, Denora. Fuck comes out of your mouth
when we listen to ourselves. When the podcast drops, I was so angry at myself from the last one because I kept saying and I was like, damn, people must listen to me, like, damn, this girl, this should be a drinking game every time she says but I remember that day we are so tired. Do you remember when we did
air sign? God, yeah.
And I just was like, I was annoyed as fuck. So I apologize to our listeners because I was like, I cannot listen to myself. I'm annoying.
You're not annoying. It's hard to find, to let just pauses be a pause.
I know.
You're trying to find filler words because for the longest time, when I first started doing like broadcasting back in high school, I hated going on camera because my word, my comfort word, my filler word is okay. Oh. It's okay. So I hate that. And still to this day, when I have to do speaking events, because for the funny thing is, I do love listening to our podcast. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't like to hear my voice. It's super strange. So when I go there, I'm like super critical of myself. So I'm like, I can't do this, y'all. So when you're like, I can't, because I'm my own worst enemy, y'all. Yeah. But with this thing, we are going to use a lot of filler words. We're going to cuss a little bit. It's going to be very unstructured. And again, like we say, we are amateurs, so y'all know what you signed up for. We ain't freaking professionals. We don't have a voice host, and they don't teach us how to talk. So we're just freeballing this all, y'all. We have a very low budget. If you guys want to, fund this, head on over to our Patreon. Go on, do that stuff. You know what? That way we can spruce it all for you guys. But in the meantime, our ums, our okays, our filler words, still a work in progress, y'all.
Yeah.
Still a work in progress. exactly like how these regular and these regular marriages and irregular marriage. This is not a regular produced Hollywood broadcast podcast. It's a little irregular.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But by mutual, so there was a lot of ways that people got married back in the old days that were considered regular and irregular. So for the time being, that's why handfasting was such a popularity. And now, actually, with the movement of the spiritual shift, couples are now incorporating handfasting into their practices. So for many years, and this is, by many years, handfasting in the middle of the 1970s and back in 1950, handfasting was slowly making its way back to the witchcraft laws, which were repealed in England. Various occultists and witches, including Gerald Gardner and Doreen Valente, searched for a non-Christian term for their wedding ceremonies. They settled on handfasting, and the concept was resurrected with a neo-pagan movement. Typically, a handfasting was meant to be a secret ceremony held only in front of your coven or your study group. As Wicca and paganism became more mainstream, however, more and more couples are finding ways to work their pagan and Wiccan spirituality into their marriage ceremonies. So what handfasting actually is, because now we've just been talking about it. So it consists of the bride and groom crossing arms and joining hands. Basically, they are creating an infinity symbol, so the figure eight, with your hands. In neo-pagan ceremonies, the clergyman perform the ceremony will join the couple's hands with a cord or ribbon during the ritual. In some traditions, the cords remain in place until the couple consummate the marriage. So talk about bondage, y'all.
Keep talking.
Yeah, it's like, keep talking. Okay, we're gonna. It's like the Chinese, like the little toy from the Addams Family where Fester gets his fingers stuck and they're going all the way too. Yeah. So that's how it was, y'all, back there. It got pretty kinky. So while some people may choose to have their hand fastings to be a permanent bond, others declare it to be valid for a year and a day at this point. They will reevaluate the relationship and determine whether it will continue or not. So again, taking back to that tradition that if it didn't work, it didn't work. But if it did work, you can always renew your vows. That's one of the benefits. So the benefits of having a handfasted ceremony is that it's not the same as a legal wedding, but it means more spiritual. And this could be included to, so back where same-sex marriages weren't valid, we had that pretty recently, they would opt out for handfasting. So this was for traditional weddings where anyone can be fasted. Handfasted included same-sex couples, people who have various wives or husbands, transgenders, couples, and so on. So this was an idea that was dormant for so long. And recently it's been a huge, 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 it's made its way back. Yeah, it's made its way back. Mm-hmm. So let me see. So who can perform a hand fasting? So handfasting was common for centuries. So for this, actually, you would have to get a high priestess. So if you are part of a coven, and I might be butchering this or not, again, I am not Wiccan, Wicca, it's not my area of practice, but from what I the information I gathered, it would have to be a high priestess, somebody that go ahead and do that ceremony in front of your coven at that time. If you're a solitary practitioner, it was amongst your family and your friends, your close family and your friends. They would recite, you know, like a prayer or a chant, or the high, the priest. That was actually very kind of not hush hush, but the details of it kind of vague. Mm-hmm. But they were the ones that would do the binding ceremony.
That's cool.
And he was either a lord or a lady. So you could be married by that. And the actual thing, here's the thing. So hand fasting, you tie your hands, they get wrapped around forming a strip to form a knot. And once you guys, the couple finishes, like completes the circle, it's done with a besom. And the thing is, so you're in a circle, your hands are tied, that chant is being performed, and your significant other is supposed to throw petals on the circle. So it's like a little, like a swirly thing. And then at the end, you put a broom to close the circle. So once you're going through the ritual, it's your husband would throw petals on the floor, whatever flower signified that way, you know, how you want to take care of your wife. Like, what is your duty to them? So for instance, there was one couple here that her husband threw petals on the floor. Okay. And she would have to walk on the petals. That way her feet, he promised to her that her feet would never touch the ground. He would always keep her lifted. And she would walk on that stuff. It was really sweet when she told me that. So she would walk. And at the end, the circle was closed with a besom. Mm-hmm. And you can't like walk over it. You would have to jump, because that would mean that you guys are kind of breaking a bond. You would have to jump over the besom.
I've seen that before.
To do that. Yeah. So that is the hand fasting. So usually like hand fasting seems to be very, very, like, very big around Beltane and Leitha. Again, mm-hmm. you can do this at any time of the year, but that was a very popular time to do it. Cool. And like that was hand fasting in a nutshell.
That is so cool.
In a very, very short nutshell.
Yes, of course. But anyone out there who's interested, besides the hand fasting, which that was so beautiful, Dee, thank you. I really appreciate that, gift. But y'all can actually look up like the history, and superstitions with, you know, getting married and all that good stuff. Like, why do we have bridesmaids? And,
why do we have bridesmaids?
We have bridesmaids because they all dress alike was to protect the bride, because sometimes they would actually kidnap the bride as to not bring that union together. And then married in white. So you used to get married like in black. But that dates back like thousands of years, and there was a verse, and it's like married in white, where's my notes? Chosen all right, married in gray, you will go far away. Marry in black, you will wish yourself back. Marry in red, you'll wish yourself dead. Marry in blue, you'll always be true. Married in pearl, you'll live in a whirl. Married in green, ashamed to be seen. Married in yellow, ashamed of the fellow. Married in brown, you'll live out of town. Marry in pink, your spirits will sink. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah,
different. I shouldn't say weird. So
it different. Is very different, because wait, when they mean if you marry in black, you'll wish yourself back. What does that mean? It means that you're gonna be
probably back
divorced.
Probably single. Like, you don't want to be in this marriage. And there's different ones too for the days of the week. So if you marry on Monday, it's for wealth. Tuesday's for health. Wednesday is supposedly the best day of all. Thursday is for losses. Friday is for crosses. Saturday, no luck at all. And I'm just like, okay. And then there's no Sunday in there. So I guess because that's...
See, I would agree. agree with Wednesday. And the reason why I think Wednesday would be the best day is because it falls on Mercury. It's Mercury Day.
Oh, I see that.
For communications, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Monday for wealth. So we're wedding on a Monday. So hopefully so that's you guys, true.
It's for emotions, like getting moon. It's like an emotional time. Yeah, the mm-hmm. moon day. Mm-hmm. Which we should do an episode on that just because I've been following.
Okay.
Like planning my day accordingly to the days. It actually like works, that. Yeah.
And for those wondering about the veil, there's different superstitions, but the one I liked was it was believed that the bride had to wear a veil so that way she is less susceptible to getting cursed or hexes of jealous spirits who wanted to steal her happiness, and also to cover her face so she wouldn't be stolen, abducted. Crazy, huh?
Apparently they were very very serious problem.
Yeah, well, you know how you say, you know, when you get married back then, you are getting like the land. That's usually, you know, you're combining land or you're combining families, so it just depends. So I mean, I hope that I see a spider on my wedding day because it's supposed to be a terrific, radiant omen. So,
my dear, very, very interesting. Getting married in spooky season.
And you're also,
getting
like,
married in spooky season. I so, I think getting a spider is very, very, your odds are pretty high.
Hopefully. So, I'll just grin and bear it and be like, thank you, little spider, for blessing me on this day. And then you got the traditional something borrowed, something new. What is it? Something blue. Wait, I'm butchering it. What is it?
Something borrowed, something blue.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Sorry, I had to like say it. And something new represents a new chapter in a bride's life. Something borrowed is usually from a family member or friend of the bride who is happily married to bring happiness for years to come. Something blue is a color of love, purity, faithfulness, and modesty. And then also to have a sixpence in your shoe to bring you wealth.
Hmm.
And I just wanted to bring those tidbits.
Since you that's good. See, and for the longest time, my aunt will probably be upset if I ever had a wedding. I would love to marry in black. I don't want to be married in white.
Black is very elegant. I almost picked a red wedding gown.
You know what I mean?
It was huge and satin, and it just looked fucking amazing.
But your favorite color is red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red and shades of pink. And so I was like, look at it. It is so gorgeous. But then I ended up finding
a white dress,
and it was just, I was like, yes, this one. So
no, it's very like, I honestly hope that one day that tradition, I know traditions are good, like white's good and everything, but to diversify weddings a little bit,
girl,
with the colors.
Yes, there was a wedding dress, if it didn't cost so much I might have bought it, but there was a wedding dress where it was white on top, but down the train and around the bottom of the dress was like blues and greens and pinks. And it just was so, like, it was dyed that way.
Oh, that's
cute. It was so gorgeous. And I was like, I would do something like that if I had the, it was expensive, but it's a lot of work, obviously. So, but heck yeah. Do what makes you happy. And that's the thing Daniel told me, is like, whatever you want, it's our day. Whatever you want. Don't worry about the tradition or whatever someone might say, because I mean, he's right. People are going to talk no matter what. So you might as well be happy in what you're wearing and what you're doing. So I was like, cool beans. And yeah. So do what you feel, y'all. As long as you're safe and don't hurt others. Do what makes you happy.
And if there's anybody out there with a black wedding gown, please send it my way. I love to see that.
Oh yeah, I would love to see pictures.
I would love to see that in
black wedding gowns. So beautiful. But
I think it's very, I don't know why, I think I like that very a lot.
Yeah.
It's very, so here's the funny part, and I was thinking about this the other day. I like the spooky elements, like black dresses, black this, but in all honesty, like when I was picking out the cards that I was telling you, the Samhain one doesn't resonate. I want it now because I like the way that they read. But for me, I like white, so I'm like, fudge. It's like the perfect thing. It's like Dinar wants to be all tough and everything, but I'm like, calm down, Hufflepuff.
Do you crack me
up? Yeah, movie. Long story short, as to why I call myself that is because for the longest time, my brother would tease me. There was like a, you know, if you're a millennial, if you're anything, just the Harry Potter phase, well, we will not let that go. You'll die claiming that we are a Hogwarts house till death do us part.
Wow, there you go.
And even the afterlife, until even in the afterlife, we'll be like, but what house you in? No, you're a snake. Stay away. Anyways, I took a quiz really, really intently, and and my brother took it really quickly, and he got Gryffindor. And he sent it to me, and he's like, you took so damn long on that test. Were you carefully curating your answer so you would get freaking Gryffindor? Because he's always told me, he's like, you're not this. Like, you're a freaking Hufflepuff. And I'm like, whatever. So I just joke around with Hufflepuff that way. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm a Hufflepuff.
I guess so. That's too funny, dude.
I guess so. I try to be super tough, but here we are. Anyways, yeah. So that is my, and the cool thing about this is, and that's sort of what I kind of wanted to gift you, is for your wedding, you'll have your pictures, you'll have everything, but digitally, like that digital footprint of our podcast, of our first season ever that we're doing Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
It drops on your wedding day. So
yeah,
whenever you know you feel nostalgic or anything like that, that's kind of like a big
thank you. That is a
big it's gonna somehow live on the internet forever, and you can always trace it back that week, you know, this episode was solely dedicated to you and to Denny, but mostly
thank
to you
so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that, and when I am feeling nostalgic, I'll listen to all our episodes, but yeah, for this one for sure. And I appreciate you, and I love you so much.
So I love you too. And you deserve, and I just want to say this because I'm going to get all sappy because I'm like saying this as the bridesmaid just because it's, you know, it's very different, guys. But now that I have you here and it's private and it's semi-private, it's private when we're recording.
Yes.
But you deserve all the happiness in the world, girl. After what you've been through, after everything that, you know, you're endured in these last years, that I don't know you for how like the girls know you or how anything this way. And I know that will change with time. You know, everybody comes when they need to come. You came at the time that I needed you, and you know, we both needed each other at that time. That's how I would want to say it to this, yeah. But you deserve this happiness. And I'm really glad that Daniel did, make you a rightful woman, because you're a rightful woman regardless of with him or without him, but that you found your happiness, that you found this wonderful man who appreciates and values you. And he really is lucky by everything that it is. he is the lucky one. I'm sorry, Daniel. I don't know you this much, but I'm going to say that you did. Do not fuck that up.
He will.
It's not like he's, I don't know if he listens to this or not, but still.
Of course he does. Yeah.
Do not fuck that up, because de otra de ellas no te la encuentras, mi rey. Like another one of her, you will not find her. So to the previous person, I hope que te pudras, güey. For my non-speaking people, it's like I wish that other person that we don't talk about is for him to rot.
Thank you.
I don't know how to translate. Wait, but
that's
in Spanish. That's it sounds more in Spanish. It's more insulting. Just letting you know that.
Yeah. It just doesn't translate.
But you deserve this happiness. It doesn't translate well. It really doesn't. But you deserve all of this. Everything, you know, from the bridal shower to these few days that are leading up to your wedding day. Soak it all in.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I love you so much, Dee, and thank you for this and your kind words and the laughs and your words of encouragement. It means a lot. So, and to everyone out there sharing this episode, it does mean a lot. It means a lot that you listen. It means a lot that you support us, and just thank you. I'm so grateful.